All right, we are back. This time of the week, we do our car reviews, and we've got one that we'll do right now. Richard has one as a follow-up as well, but I happen to drive a 2024 Pacifica. That's a Chrysler Pacifica minivan. For all of you that are critical of minivans, let me give you a few insights. This was the PHEV Premium S appearance model. This one comes in at $64,205. And I talked about this a little bit on Saturday, and I will tell you what, as far as all versatility, just driving day to day, the way it actually works, and I know minivans get kind of a bad rap at times because the stigma, I guess, surrounding them. But I will tell you what, at the end of the day, very, very nice car, premium luxury, you know, interior. And I mean that in all senses of the term. My wife got in it. And even with the, how should I say this? Even with some of the stigma around minivans, and you guys all know what I mean by that. When it comes to everyday driving and the versatility of, I still wonder at times, it's just got to be the stigma thing, because all in all, it's a really tough vehicle to work around. And what I mean by that, or I should say to compete with, not work around, but compete with. And what I mean by that, again, the two sliding doors, they work automatically. As far as the interior room goes, the room even behind the rear seat, the fact that you can reconfigure things easily inside, you can make the thing really do whatever you want to. You can fit passengers, you can fit cargo, you can do pretty much anything you want to it. But I told even my wife that if you were going to do a long trip and just get in that thing and have to cruise, honestly, I can't think of any other vehicles that would work as well as this one. Now, this one has some uniqueness to it as well. With it being a PHEV, it's a plug-in hybrid. That's what the PHEV stands for. So it's a plug-in hybrid, meaning I, after plugging in, I've got a level 2 charger, I could get about 45 to 50 miles, depending upon how I drove and where I was going, out of the electric-only end of it. I never put gas in this, drove it the entire week, and still had a half a tank left when I was done giving it back. And I put roughly 70 miles a day on, plus did some other things outside of that. So all in all, go do the math, go do the mileage, and you'll figure out that I did a lot of driving on a half a tank of fuel with plugging it in every night. So a lot of folks that don't drive more than 50 miles a day, you're hardly going to use any fuel whatsoever. I mean, even I, driving the roughly 80 miles a day, still use very little fuel, and it was all said and done. And I did some things that on certain days where I just didn't have the ability to do a full charge and still went and drove and did what I needed to with the vehicle. So again, this is the 2024 Pacifica Select PHEV. This is the Premium S appearance. And yes, this vehicle comes in at $64,205. But everything in it, including, you know, the full DVD players in the headrest, the whole nine yards. I mean, as far as creature comforts go, tough vehicle to beat. The minivan category, there's not as many in it as used to be. I believe there's only four manufacturers even competing in it. And in this particular situation, I will just tell you what, Chrysler, good job. I feel like your vehicle, even looks-wise, does as well as anybody else's. And as far as the versatility of everything works, it is it's a premium car, and you guys did a great job. So again, 2024 Pacifica. Go test drive one at your local Chrysler dealer. Make sure if you do, tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.